Private manufacturers manufacturing billions of doses of the vaccines is a mammoth task. Already there are signs of the difficulties involved. On the 3rd of December, the Wall Street Journal claimed Pfizer/BioNTech suddenly scaled back distribution targets for their vaccine this month. They intended to make 100 million doses, but now say it will be 50 million. A Pfizer spokesman said the scale-up of the raw material supply chain took longer than expected. This refers to the tiny oily droplets that transport the active ingredient into the body's cells. These lipid nanoparticles are a highly specialized ingredient, with suppliers previously geared to much smaller output than is now required. Pfizer/BioNTech buys these from the Canadian company Acatus, which only recently appeared to have just 40 employees and an annual revenue of $6.3 million. In 2017, Acatus was in a legal battle with another company, Arbutus, over intellectual property rights. Arbutus has also been in dispute with Moderna this year, see COVID, vaccines, big pharma and the need for socialism at socialistparty.org.uk. A 2017 investor report wrote that Arbutus had made a strategic decision to move fully into hepatitis B vaccine. The move was predominantly because their financial backers wanted them to be focused in one area. The German company CureVac vaccine is also supplied by Acatus. It is now undergoing advanced phase 2 trials and could come on stream in the next few months. Democratic socialist planning is urgently needed, with scientists, technologists and workers' organizations cooperating together instead of decisions taken by and in the interests of financial backers. That means bringing all the big pharmaceutical corporations into public ownership, only compensating shareholders in genuine need.